Tonight, the apparent end to the story many did not expect. The Department of Justice, the FBI, in a new memo, says now, after an exhaustive review of the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, they've found no evidence of blackmail, no client list, and nothing suspicious surrounding his death in prison.
On what really happened with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, it's been political theater from day one.
The list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it.
In February, conservative influencers given, quote, unclassified binders on the matter at the White House, which mostly contained information already made public. Now the Department of Justice says the curtain has closed, despite this revelation earlier this year.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Now, Attorney General Pam Bondi's Justice Department says there was no incriminating client list. A new memo states there was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. Also, that Epstein did indeed commit suicide in his jail cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York on August 10th, 2019. Echoing other recent statements from the FBI.
You know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk, who last month deleted a post he made about Donald Trump being in the Epstein files, posted what he calls a pedophile arrest counter. A new chapter in the clash over the Epstein files in a story that appears far from over.
Breaking news about the Epstein case.
Turns out there is no client list, like, at all.
Seriously, they sure fooled me. Shapiro Steen, take it away.
At Epstein Island, it turns out all of the people that were trafficked here just didn't exist. After all, the dude isn't even alive to tell us anymore. Jenny, back to you.
We're here outside of that dude's wife's prison holding the first person ever to be convicted of trafficking to nobody. I'm here with Ghislaine, serving 20 years for having imaginary friends, thousands of Epstein victims, but zero clients. How are you?
I 100% deserve this.
True. Where's the client list?
Israel is our greatest ally. What do you think of the verdict? How about ask how much I got paid? No other comments. What do you think of this? Sometimes you have to just let that long arm of the law all the way into the back of your colon and just let it marinate, you know?
What the heck? Sounds like we could use another Luigi, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. It's almost like the so-called Semites run the court systems and media or something. Yeah.
Shut it down. My grandparents were in the pizza cost. You know that. How many times do I have to tell you? Now, back to the Goislop.
Sorry, Shapiro Steen. Won't happen again. In other news, we're down the street from where your grandparents got pizza costed. Jackie goes live from inside Elefantis' hub. We're here at Comet Pizza. Did you hear about the 6 million pizzas?
I heard they only did 271,000. But anyways, you want to see my kill room?
It's true. Anyone can search the archive for CYM Corporation's files and find out everything.
Cut. Okay, we cut that in post-production. Jenny, don't say anything antiseptic.
If only everyone saw Hillary's emails, people would understand the whole adrenochrome issue is real.
Not now. They're not ready for that. Just give them the Epstein thing and shut them down.
Right, John?
You're not wrong about that Hillary thing. Anyways,
July, Minority Pride Month.
Wow. Sounds like we can finally celebrate white people.
Don't get us canceled. We go live to the founders of Neuralink.
This is the mark of the beast. Once it enters your brain, you will become like God.
Amazing.
Back to the artificial space program. Jim, take it away.
Look, we still haven't made it past lower Earth orbit, but we want you to think space technology is advancing, even though we can't make it past the radiation belt. Look at this massive shaft of a spaceship. Wow. And please stop saying firmament or Operation Fishbowl. Those are my trigger words.
Well, they finally sent that big looking thing into space, huh?
And it returned.
Let's go live to where our clean energy comes from in the Congo. John?
We're in Congo, where these men dig with bare hands so you can tweet from your electric car.
How's your green energy project going? Oh, these people work for nothing. And it's awesome. This is the future. These charcoal people rock.
Charcoal people? Really?
Okay, I think you've gotten soft since last time.
You might be right. Bye-bye. We go live to Berg Steinowitz.
This will be great for profits. Oh, get to work, boy. Or should I say goy boy to you?
All of our products come from clean energy.
It's cruelty-free, we promise.
We're innocent.
How can you call this clean energy?
Yeah. No people were harmed in this process.
Of course there are. Look at these people.
We usually count at night.
Sounds like it's all pretty ethical.
You're retarded, Ben. That's the real reason why. In other news, have you seen how they farm lithium?
We're here in Chile where lithium mining drained their water so your phone stays charged.
We're still waiting for rain.
This is how we get lithium. Now that this land is in a drought, we can finally all have iPhones.
Video, we are working on cleaning it up to make sure you have an enhanced and we're going to give the original so you don't think there were any shenanigans.
Well, unfortunately, that's not what we got. Even the raw video, the original video, was put into Adobe Premiere Pro. This is a scoop from Wired. Quote, metadata shows the FBI's raw Jeffrey Epstein prison video was likely modified. And basically, they pulled the metadata and showed that the footage appears to be assembled from at least two source clips, saved multiple times, exported, and then uploaded to the DOJ's website, where it was presented as raw footage, which technically it is not. Now, I pulled the EXIF data myself. This is what it looks like. You can see that there's these ingredients file path here, where you can see four different files. Two of them are just identical. So two unique files here that have been basically stitched together is the most charitable interpretation. But look, the stunning incompetence, if that's what this is kind of hard to take. Just over and over, they sort of hype up what they have and then deliver something different in a meaningful way. I mean, you cannot say, hey, we're going to give you original footage so you don't think there are shenanigans, and then you splice together two clips in Premiere Pro. I mean, yes, maybe you didn't do anything with it, but it kind of ruins the whole chain of evidence. Wired actually quotes a professor of UC Berkeley whose research focuses on digital forensics. He has testified in numerous court cases, and he says, if a lawyer brought me this file and asked if it was suitable for court, I'd say no. Go back to the source. Do it right. Do a direct export from the original system. No monkey business. So that kind of puts it all together. I mean, maybe this is all charitably just incompetence. Charitably, it was just, hey, there was a minute at night missing because it's an old analog video system and there were two different files. They spliced it together. But even that is like was done horribly in the worst possible way. For instance, the video aspect ratio suddenly shifts as the tape changes over or whatever they claim. You can see that right here. There's like a sudden shift in the video. I have not changed this video in any way. I have it in the Premiere Pro timeline, which I guess they had as well. So this is as intended. So there's this just weird shifts in the footage. I mean, this was done in actually a very sloppy way after they explicitly talked about needing to do it in the right way so the American public could rely on it.
I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever, but I'm also not going to rush to get it out there in a format in which they can't rely on it.
Except that's exactly what they did. The promises that were made are just consistently not kept. When you go on Fox News and say you're gonna do it right, you're gonna give us the original video so we don't think there are shenanigans, and then you do this, yes, we can interpret you charitably, but it leaves room for doubt. It's not only the case that at 11:58 p.m. the aspect ratio changes, it's also the case that the enhanced version and the raw version also differ from each other in how the aspect ratio changes. You can see that originally the enhanced and the regular raw version line up perfectly in terms of aspect ratio. But when the camera flips over to this new day, now their aspect ratio is actually off from each other. So why? I mean, this is like so obviously bad. They said they were taking their time with this. They said, oh, we're not, no shenanigans here. But this wasn't a complicated job. It was just about, like, they did mild sharpening and contrast boosting. Why they're playing around with the aspect ratio like they're a film director in their first year of film school is unimaginable to me. I just, like, cannot understand why you would be doing this in such a sloppy way. So just incredibly incompetent work here is the nicest way to say it. We know now that the Epstein footage that they have released to us, even the raw footage, was modified. Last thing I want to say is that it's the final day of Crime is Legal merch. 10% off at the link below now.